It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Gateways to operating in a different world. We discovered from scriptures, as we began taking this journey, this is part three in this series, we discovered that Jesus operated in the supernatural by the manifestation of the seven spirits of God that were operational in him. We see that in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6 and Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5. And speaking of Christ in prophecy, we see the seven spirits detailed in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. He said, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Seven of those spirits. And we classify those seven spirits into four categories. The spirit of the Lord, which is the spirit of power. We saw the spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is the spirit of love. The spirit of might, which represents the spirit of faith. And we saw the spirit of wisdom and revelation, represented by four of those spirits. The spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of knowledge, and of counsel. And we looked at the spirit of love. We looked at the spirit of power. And this morning, we shall be examining the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. And this is unveiled to us in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We discovered that revelation is the source of empowerment. In the book of John chapter 6 and verse 63, we come across Jesus speaking. He said that it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In the book of John chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible said he upholds all things by the word of his power. In Hebrews 11 and verse 3, he said, by faith we believe that the words were framed by the word of God. So God's word is man's access to empowerment. You and I can only enjoy empowerment by the revelation of his word. The revelation of his word. And the word of God, according to scriptures, we see, the Bible makes us to understand in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That is speaking of Jesus Christ in manifestation. And verse 12 to 14, we are told, the Word became flesh. So Christ is referred to as the Word. And in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1, speaking of Jesus, the Bible tells us there, a rod shall come forth out of the stem of Jesse. Jesus, the word, is also Jesus, the rod. And according to scriptures, we see in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 17, God said to Moses, he said, take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. So the word of God, or the rod of God, is the rod of signs. The word of God, or the rod of God, is the rod of signs. In the book of 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 1, the Bible says, it said, the things which we have heard, the things which we have seen, the things which we have looked upon, and the things which our hands have handled, of the word of life. So we see four categories there of God's word. The things that are heard, the things that are seen, the things that are looked upon, and the things that are handled. So there is handleable revelation, tangible revelation that puts you in command of the situations of life. My prayer for you and for me in this season is that the tangible, handleable revelation of the rod of his word that will put us in command of the various departments of our lives shall be handed to us in the name of Jesus. I thought you believe it, you'll be saying a louder amen. I said, I thought you believe it, you'll be saying a louder amen. So God's word is God's rod. And God's rod is God's fountain of signs and of wonders. God's rod is God's fountain of signs and of wonders. But I'd like us to recognize, going back to the scripture in Ephesians 1 verse 17, he said, I pray that God will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So it takes not just having the word, but having a revelation of the word in order to be in command. It is not the scriptures you quote, it is the light you possess. He said, in him was life, and the life was organized to be the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So it is not the scriptures we quote, but it is the revelation you possess. Now, let me illustrate it in this very simple fashion. When you take water and put it inside a pot, the pot does not struggle with the water. But as soon as you begin to boil the water and the components inside the pot begin to divide, the water is changed into gases and you start seeing the cover of the pot dancing on the pot. Why? The stable water has been divided and the power inside it has been released. In the same way, when you divide the word of God by revelation, you discover that the power content of the word is released. The same way that pot cannot keep the cover on the top is the same way the devil cannot keep a cover on you by revelation. I pray for you this morning that by the revelation of his word, the power content of God will manifest practically in your life. In nature, it is confirmed that it takes division to produce explosion. That is why you discover that they package things. You find a bomb packaged inside a container. But for there to be an explosion, there must be a division of the content. And the greater the division, the greater the explosion. You have molecular bombs. They scatter their content and they have certain level of effect. You have also atomic bombs, which means the atom content is scattered. And then you have nuclear bombs, which means the nuclear content is scattered. The greater the division, the greater the explosion. In the same vein, when you carry God's word, it is like a molecular substance that you can break. It has atomic content. It can be broken. It has nuclear content. It can be scattered. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever represents the nuclear content of his word, that we scatter every everlasting mountain of sickness, of disease, of enchantment, of curses, shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. So when we talk about revelation, it's not enough to say I understand it. It is how much do I understand it? Am I still at molecular level? Have I entered into atomic dimension? Or have I broken it down to the nuclear dimension? You and I both know that everybody guards nuclear weapons in the world, because they know that for it to explode is a devastation. God has given us what it takes in his word to devastate every obstacle. But I pray for each one of us that whatever represents an obstacle, a mountain, confronting you and confronting your destiny, it shall be leveled out in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. So it is what you see that determines what you seize. What you see. what do you see? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. He said, because of what you see, it cannot be slow for you. I will hasten my word to perform it. It is what you see that determines what you seize. There are miracles waiting for every individual here today. God has called it a special miracle service. Therefore, whatever is tormenting you in any department of your life, I see you seizing your miracle concerning it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we begin to explore this morning some of the vital truths. Simple as they may be, they must be properly divided for the power content to be released. Some of the vital truths we see from scriptures that can put you and I in practical dominion. The Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 16 and in verse 17, it said, these signs shall follow them that believe. You and I are not ordained to be sign followers, but sign carriers. It didn't say those that believe will follow signs. It says signs will follow them. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, the Bible says, I and the children which the Lord has given unto me are for signs and for wonders in Israel. Concerning Jesus, the Bible tells us, he said in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, he said, and therefore the Lord will give you a sign. What is that sign? He said, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. So Jesus arrived as a sign. And the scripture tells us in the book of John chapter 20 and verse 21, he said, as my Father sent me a sign, so send I you. So you and I are ordained by God to be signs and wonders. And I pray today that miraculous content, that supernatural reality that is loaded in you and in me will begin finding expression in the name of Jesus. But what are some of the scriptural truths we must know to keep in command of signs and wonders as God has ordained? We'll look at a few things here from scriptures. Number one is the reality of your new position. The reality of your new position. Please hear this. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. But not only is he a new creature, he has a new position. Ephesians 2 and verse 6, he said he has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 down to verse 3, the Bible tells us there, it says, if then ye be risen with Christ, stop looking at the things that are below, but look at the things that are above, where Christ seated at the right hand of God. He said in verse 2, he said, set your affections on things above, on not on the things that are on the earth. And verse 3, he said, for ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's your new position. You are seated in Christ and seated in God. That's why the Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Where is that secret place? It is inside the invisible one. You are hidden in Christ and in God. And where is that position? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20 and verse 21. The scripture tells us there. It said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him. Remember, we were raised together with him. And set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. But what is the practical manifestation of that? Verse 21. Far above all principalities, all power and might and dominion and every name that is named. You are positioned above every nameable thing. Every name that is named. Call it cancer, above it. HIV. Above it. Ebola, above it. Whatever it is that is named, every nameable name. But look at what it says. Both in this world and the one that is to come. In other words, even the things Satan has not invented, you are still above it. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. Say with me, I have a new position. Like you really mean it, I have a new position. Like you are sure about it, I have a new position. So anytime you are confronted, remember, I have a new position. I'm far above. If they named it, I'm far above. And the ones that, in case they have no name, they can still be classified under principality, under power, under rulers of the wickedness of this world in high places. And you are far above. You are far above. When you say far above, it means that you are not near in rank. You can't find a general struggling with a recruit. No way. Every other thing can be deemed as a recruit. And God said, you have put you far above. Now, if you look at it, even the distance between a general and a recruit is too small in comparison to the distance between you and principalities, the distance between you and powers, the distance between you and the rulers of the wickedness of this world. Far above. Why did I say the distance is farther than that? Because Jesus Christ is where we are hidden. We are seated in Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? He's the field marshal of the church. Can a field marshal be struggling with a recruit? Therefore, by that revelation, every demonic oppression departs from you now. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Number two, we must come to realize your power content, our power content. We must come to realize our power content. God's servant, our father, said in the first service, he said, what you are simply seeking is a revelation of the power he has already put in you. We are not looking for something that is coming from far. He has put it in you, but we are trying to uncover how to release his content. That's what we are in pursuit of. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17 down to verse 9, down to verse 20, it said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what the hope of your calling is. That your salvation is not empty in nature. He said, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance, not with God, but in the saints. So God has packaged the inheritance inside us. What does that inheritance contain? It tells us in verse 19. And the exceeding greatness of his power to us one who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. What power? The same power that he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and placed him in heavenly places. So you are loaded with power. Say with me, I'm loaded with power. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 and verse 7, it said, God, who called light out of darkness, has shined in your heart to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is the treasure? That the excellency or the full extent of power may be of God and not of us. But it takes a revelation of what you contain. You see, that a container looks ordinary does not mean the content is ordinary. I went into a chemistry class. I've shared that here before. And then my first chemistry class, SS1, entered into the class. And my teacher stood in front of the class, took a bottle, brown bottle. I can never forget. The bottle is still ingrained in my mind. And he said, you know what this is? We didn't know what it was. So we kept looking. He took a piece of paper and put the bottle in the chemical basin and then poured the content of that bottle on the paper. Content looked like water. But when the content touched the paper caught fire. And he said, you know what this is? This is acid. From that day, I knew that the same bottle that carries water can carry acid. In the same vein, there are human beings today that are not saved. They may carry simply oxygen, carbon dioxide. They may carry inside of them just livers, lungs, and kidneys. They may carry inside of them just hearts. But there are people that carry power. The Bible says, it said that we have this treasure of his power inside earthen vessels. Inside earthen vessels. That is, your body is only a container of divine power. And God is saying, I'm praying that your eyes will open to know your content. That you carry acidic content that can burn off the oppression of the devil. Now the question is this. Why should I carry that content and die of cancer? Why should I carry that content and be tormented by the devil? No way. Now, the question is now, quickly, what are the different dimensions of this power that is inside us, the one you are already carrying? Tap yourself, say, I carry power. Say it again, I carry power. Four things. Number one, you carry healing power. And all of this is rolled up in the fact that the Bible said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. So you contain Christ inside you. You are carrying the living Christ. But you need faith to activate that reality. So number one, you carry healing power. Why? He said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So inside of you is healing power. Inside of you is healing power. You can't carry power for healing and die of sickness. Number two, inside of you is creative power. Creative power. It says concerning this same Christ who is in you. The Bible says concerning him. He said in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. He said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He said and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend it. That is the force of creation. The force of creation. By faith we believe that the worlds were created by the word of God. Hebrews 11 verse 3. So we discover that Christ in us is the creator. That is why if what you require is the creation of a missing organ, you carry the power content for it. Somebody said in a testimony that we received today, went for an operation and the fallopian tube was removed in the midst of these 21 days of prayer and fasting 2017. And stood believing God for a turnaround. And went back for a scan. And by the time the scan was done, fallopian tube replaced. Because there is a creative content that is loaded inside. And was able to recreate what was missing. So there is creative power. Number three, there is demon dominating power. Demon dominating power. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, this same Jesus, the Bible says he cast out evil spirits by his word. So no demonic movement is allowed around your body, because that body itself contains the capacity to dominate the demonic forces. You see, you may be wondering if all of these things are so. Why is it not happening? It is an issue of revelation. Revelation is what releases content. You can put a bottle of bacon and mosquitoes are flying around it as long as the content is not released. There are many people carrying power, but the content is not released. So the mosquitoes of demonic oppression are still flying around. But today the content will be released. And every flying oppression of the devil shall be brought down. Finally, number four, what power content do we have? Resurrection power. Raising from the dead power. So it doesn't matter if there is an organ in your body that is not working. There's resurrection power in you. Resurrection power. He said, according to the working of his power in us. The same power which he wrought when he raised Jesus from the dead. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 26 and in verse 8, he said, why is it a thing incredible to you that God should raise the dead? Why is it a thing that is incredible? Why should you think it is a thing that is a surprise that God should raise the dead? That one who raises the dead is dwelling inside you. Jesus said of himself, I am the resurrection and the life. I don't care what is dead in your body. I don't know what is not functioning in your body. But I know that the resurrection and the life will quicken it back to life right now. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. So we have the reality of our new position, the reality of our power content, And number three thing I want us to see this morning is the reality of the reality of the authority in the name of Jesus. The reality of the authority in the name of Jesus. Jesus says something in John chapter 14, beginning from verse 10 down to verse 14. Jesus said, he said, believest not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. The words that I therefore speak now, they are no longer my words. He said, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He said now in verse 12, he said, and he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. But me who is going to my Father will be dwelling now inside you. And in verse 13 and 14, he said, ask whatever you desire in my name, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, verse 14, I will do it. So the name of Jesus is limitless in capacity to deliver supernaturally. Limitless in capacity to deliver supernaturally. Limitless in capacity to deliver supernaturally. So we engage and invoke that name. Invoking the name with the realization of his presence that is in us. That I'm not empty that he's speaking. I'm not making long distance call. He's with me. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are not making a long distance call when you are talking to God. You are simply invoking the name of Jesus, realizing that he that I am calling dwells in me. I see the power of the living Christ being manifested through your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, I see the power of the living Christ being manifested through your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Amen. Now take note. Anytime you invoke his name, you are no longer the one who is speaking. You have handed over the content of your word to him. In any organization, you discover that most of the times, people at the top of organizations have individuals that type or write their letters for them. And you see somebody simply receiving the letter and saying, I got a letter from the president of such and such organization. The letter may not have been typed by him. It was only signed by him. The signature made the content of the letter the possession of the signee. When you say in the name of Jesus, everything you have said, Jesus takes possession of it. It is his signature. So whatever cannot resist him is not permitted to resist you. From this day, I see that becoming your own experience. You say, why is it that some people call the name and don't see it? Because there is a way you call the name that Satan will think is a forgery. But when you do it with full assurance of faith, when he sees the signature, like any bank will honor a check with an original signature, he sees it and bows in salute to it. From this morning, I see that becoming your own experience. I said, from this morning, I see that becoming your own experience. Finally, number four, the authority of faith spoken words. These are all revelations that will empower our command of the supernatural. The authority of faith spoken words. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8, that centurion said to Jesus, speak the word only, and my servant shall be made whole. Never keep silent. It is your spoken word based on the revelation of the word in you that provokes the release of the supernatural. Now, it doesn't matter what your situation is. Simply speak the word. Speak the word, the revealed word. And the dimension of the revelation determines the dimension of the explosion. You see, a bomb can be loaded, but it needs to be triggered. And the trigger of our spiritual bomb is our tongue. When you speak, you cause the content in you to erupt. It is the trigger of our atomic content, our nuclear content is the trigger. So we must learn to speak the word. Speak the word. So based on the light you see, You engage revelation. God's servant, our father, told us a testimony about a woman who had the womb taken out. And he went somewhere to minister, and the minister introduced him to the person to minister to her. And he said, well, you see, based on the word of God, the scripture says, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that you may have life. He said, there is a thief that is busy stealing. But like any manufacturer, God has made spare parts available in heaven for whatever the thief may have stolen. He said, if not, when Jesus healed the sick and created eyes where there was no eyeballs, it will mean that he must have stolen it, or he has the spare part. So if he has the spare part in heaven, because God cannot steal, then he has the spare part for your womb. Do you believe it? The woman said yes. 9 months later, she came forth with a bouncing baby boy. Womb recreated by a revelation that was spoken. A spoken word. Faith spoken word. Faith. So it's not enough to have the revelation. You must learn to declare the revelation. You declare it. You declare it. When I saw the revelation of the fact that when I call the name of Jesus, it is no more me speaking, but Jesus is the one that is in charge. It made me not to be afraid of any sickness, any disease, not to be afraid of confronting any situation. And I remember one of us was reminding me yesterday that some time ago, I sent him, when swimming in this same light, to go to the hospital to pray for somebody, a new convert. The daughter of this new convert had a brain tumor. The tumor has been operated on twice, and they were about to do the third operation. A girl of just about 2 years old. They were about to do the third operation. And I told him, when you get there, don't do anything. Call me. And when he arrived there, he called me. And I said, now in the name of Jesus, I command this tumor to be arrested. And I said it with the revelation of the name, that I am no more the owner of the words I've spoken. He showed me the picture of that girl now. He said as soon as he left the hospital, the doctor came back in, examined the girl, and canceled the surgery the same day. Because the authority of Jesus nullified the forces that were working against her. This morning, when you invoke that name, I'd like you to do it with that understanding. And as you do these truths, triggering the content of power loaded in you, watch out. You are in for the best of time. Now, the truth is this. It is simply the application of the truth revealed that puts you in the realm of dominion. Therefore, as the spirit of wisdom and revelation begins unveiling and dividing the truth in you, I see God's word producing supernatural results in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my charge to you is don't just use this season without craving for light. One of the greatest contents of a season like this is the breaking forth of light. You shall break forth. Lift up your hand to heaven and give God thanks for his word.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.